When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Now, back to Real Ghost Stories Online, live.
Ed and Lorraine Warren stuff that's kind of getting taken around. And
yeah,
whether you believe that something as simple as a doll or a piece of furniture can hold energy and can bring bad stuff, why would you want to mess around with that? I don't get it.
I don't get it either. It's one of those things where obviously tragedy recently struck there when they were taking the doll around. And what I found interesting was why are all these people saying it's connected to the doll? I don't know, because you're traveling around with the doll, because right. Like, that's like the premise of half of the story of this doll is it. Now, I'm not here to say the doll had anything to do with the death. I have no idea, but it's not a crazy stretch for people to start trying to make that connection. And it's not because they want to get clicks. It's just because it's like, well, look what you're doing. And I don't care how many crosses you affix to the side of a box or how many blessings you do or this or that that are going to make you feel good about yourself. I think if you're going to mess with something like that, there's a chance it's going to get through. And I don't know that you have the higher power in this when you're actively messing with it in that sort of a way for profit. You know, I mean, and I'm not saying you can't go make a profit either. I'm just saying it's a risk. It's a risk. Yeah.
It's just like anybody who goes out and investigates quote unquote ghost hunting, right?
Yeah.
You go out, you take your spirit box out or you do that, you know, 9.9 times out of 10, nothing's going to happen.
Yeah.
As far as to you, mm-hmm. But at 0.1 time, yeah, you know what? Something could, there's a risk to it.
Yeah. So that's there. Yeah, I mean, again, I'm not saying it's right or wrong that they're going around doing that. Do whatever you want. I don't know. I find
be surprised if like you end up like in really bad.
It's
situations.
Horrible. Yeah, I mean, don't be surprised if really bad shit happens to you. I mean, if you want to believe in some of that stuff, you know, look at. Here's another one. Where it's like, how could you attribute that to the ghost stuff? Look at the shit Aaron Goodwin went through. Look, there was some dark stuff. Really dark stuff that your ex is like trying to get a hit out on you. Now, yes, there's monster narcissists out there that are women. Trust me. Been there, done that, survived.
Ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding. Had a weapon pointed at me. I can speak to it. So, yes, I get it. And it's not because I was doing ghost stories either. I guess I could make the argument, too, and go, well, why did all that happen in my life? I was big into ghost stories. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, can it invite more darkness into your life? I mean, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I think you can also, at the level he was at, also mm-hmm. invite in not the people of the best intention either, and end up being taken advantage of. And yeah. And I watched his victim impact statement the other day. And my God, I mean, that guy, he so broken from this shit. I mean, his trust, I mean, take all the ghost stuff out of it. Just God, I feel horrible for that man. Because it just shakes you, I mean, to your core, and it takes a long time to get over. And then if you got that sort of a spotlight on you, hell, you know, everybody's talking about it. So then it adds more. So yeah, anyway, sorry. But
so why are you sorry? Because you had a
there's certainly possibilities that arise when you're. And I'm not so much aiming it at him. It's more so the let's take the haunted objects everywhere.
Yeah.
What's your take on the house? And I don't know the story here. I haven't dug very deep into it.
And in Lorraine's house?
Yes. Now that it's sold. Now that was Judy's to sell, I believe. I don't want to spread any false information here because I'm literally guessing.
Yeah. The only thing I know is there's a lot of family members not happy about it, mm-hmm. Who wanted the house to stay in the family. It was their grandparents' house, blah, blah, blah. And I understand there could be some money made.
Mm-hmm.
There's some interest in, hey, this is Ed and Lorraine Warren's house. Yeah, mm-hmm. Wouldn't mind going through and taking a look. What are the intentions of that? Matt Rife, I don't know. That seems kind of strange.
Yeah. It seems strange and interesting. With this, I'm going to say it, you know, just like them carting around Annabelle. Don't be surprised if some bad shit happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, to in really otherwise unknowing ways that they're just odd. I'd be very cautious on anything with that whole damn. And here's the thing too, with the occult museum, and we've talked about this on the show before in the past. If there's a collective energy at something, and it's very negative, as everybody looks at this dance, it's probably the most famous haunted museum in the world,
right?
And everybody looks at this thing collectively as everything in there is demonic. I wonder if that gives that stuff any sort of a, you know, power.
Of course it does. Of course, yeah. I think it does.
So even if the stuff has, even if the stuff is like just scot free from Toys R Us, if you put it in there. You know, it's like potentially a ghost incubator.
Yep. Yep. And I wanted to ask you this because we've had this discussion before too. If you were in a situation where you had the ability to buy the original Conjuring house or the Amityville house because it was of interest to you at this point in your life, would that be something you would even do or not even knowing if any of it's real or what really happened? Would you just go, you know what? That's just not something I want to do.
I don't know what my intent would be. Because I probably wouldn't want to go live there. And I think you got zoning issues with Amityville.
Because you've already looked into it. Ding, ding, ding.
I did. Yeah. And look, the neighborhood doesn't want it. I don't think you could do anything with it. I don't know for a fact, but I think there's probably a lot of Airbnb type restrictions in that area. So I don't, you could even do that with it. Nor do I think you'd want to, honestly, either, because if you're going to do it, that would almost have to be a B&B where it's managed. Cause I don't think I would trust people in there alone. But again, would it be any interest in my time or effort to,
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'd want to even.
I wouldn't want to even mess. It would be a money suck, quite honestly.
Yeah.
But.
There's some zoning issues.
I've already thought about it. I thought about the Conjuring house too. But I don't want to touch it. I'm not in the, I don't. I'm not in the property business of haunted houses.
And also, just the human side of it, there's some crazy people attached to these, you know, especially the Conjuring house. There's some crazy shit going on with that. And it's not from ghosts.
No. I mean, I just... And you get these locations that are so, you know, known to be haunted. It's like we were just talking about with the haunted museum. Yeah, I mean, if, again, all this collective energy at one thing, maybe things could happen. You know, I mean, in the Amityville house, too, I know the it's always, oh, there's never been reports of anything or this or that over the years. Yeah, there hasn't. There hasn't. But I would be hard pressed to believe that there hasn't been stuff going on in there.
That, and again, I think, as we were talking about earlier, it's the intent of whoever's in that house.
Nothing horrible, but there's been stuff that's going on in that house. And I've known that from people. I couldn't tell you when or who, because there's been multiple owners over the years. So who knows if anything's going on right now. But yeah, I don't know. It's a neat idea. For a short moment there, Harper and me were talking about going and moving to New York. And then we stepped off of that ledge or stepped back from that ledge. And but I was thinking, well, that's just like right up. But we were actually thinking of in the city. But yeah, it would be interesting. It went down in price.
Of course you know.
Which I was surprised by. It went down like significantly. I don't know if like...
Why does that surprise you?
I would think real estate in that area would only be going up. And it had been going up significantly for quite some time. And then the last time I checked it, it had gone down quite a bit.
But I think the housing market in general has kind of leveled off or come down a little bit. And maybe that house just, you know, it's a tough sell.
I wonder how tough of a sell it is today, though, because so many people, I mean, that's like Boardwalk if you're playing, you know, Haunted House Monopoly. So I'm surprised. I would be interested the next time it comes up to see who's going to buy it or if everybody else has looked at it and gone, yeah, there's zoning issues here. Yeah, right. Let's do another phone call. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let me bring this over here and open it up and hear the ghost story. Hi.
Hi, Tony. My name's Eliana. I'm from California. Wanted to call in regards to a house that I grew up in. We moved there when I was 6 years old with my three older siblings, so I'm the youngest, and my two parents. Just as some background, nobody lived in the house before us. We had it built for us, but we were at the bottom of a mountain. So there was like a mountain behind our house. And, you know, after a bunch of stuff had happened at the house, I did some research. And who knows if this is true because I found it on Google. But apparently there was a Native American tribe located where we lived, you know, way back when. And that tribe would bury their dead at the bottom of mountains. So I'm wondering if maybe that's why my house had some weird things happen to it. As a kid, we even would go up in the mountains and go hiking, and there were caves back there with Native American rock art. Definitely had Native Americans living there at some point. Anyway, throughout my time at the house, there were always weird things that happened. Like when we'd be eating dinner, we'd hear people talking upstairs when everybody was at the dinner table. Or there was another time when we'd be sitting at the dinner table and my parents' room was right above it, above the kitchen. And we would hear something just jump off their bed and like stomp on the floor. And my mom and I would be like, oh my gosh, what was that? And my dad would say, oh, it's probably just the dog. And then we'd look and the dog would be right there. Weird things always happen. But it got a lot worse once my sister moved out and went to college and I was the last kid left. So my sister was 6 years older than me. So this was the summer before I was in eighth grade. I was like 12 or 13. And as soon as she moved out, every single night, from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m., I would hear something stomping up and down the stairs. It almost sounded like it had a suitcase full of bricks, and it would go slow at first, and then when it got to the top of the stairs, it would get faster, and then it almost sounded like wind would hit my door, like I would hear creaking and like something was pushing on it. And that would happen over and over again. Sometimes it was every 5 minutes, sometimes it was every 30 minutes. It was just kind of random, but it was every single night, and it really scared me. At first, I would go into my parents' room and knock on the door and wake them up, and for some odd reason, they didn't hear it. Only me. Other people as well, which I'll explain later, heard it too, but my parents never heard it. I remember the first few times I'd knock on their door and wake them up and be like, hey, did you guys hear that, or did any of you go downstairs? And they'd say, no, we were sleeping. And we'd have all the alarms on, all the windows were closed, so nobody could have come into our house without us knowing. And my dad would check around the house, I'd check around the house, we'd never find anything. So, you know, it was happening every night. It got to the point where I just stopped waking them up because I knew it was going to be the same thing. But when it would happen, a lot of times I'd go out into the hallway and look down the stairs, and it was just like pitch black, and I could feel something looking back at me. I knew something was looking back at me. It was really scary. So I wanted to have friends spend the night to see if they heard it too, and they did. My best friend would spend the night, and I'd keep her up, and we'd hear it together and just look at each other like, oh my gosh, what do we do? There was one time when we were in the bathroom and we were doing our makeup, you know, we were teenage girls. We heard it and we were so scared that we wouldn't even go out of the bathroom. We ended up sleeping in there. So it was that loud. There was another time when my sister came back to visit and I had her stay in my room, and I was like, you have to stay up till 1 and tell me if you hear this, because I've been hearing this every night. Mom and Dad don't believe me because they can't hear it. You have to stay up and listen. And of course she heard it, and to this day she doesn't like talking about it because it sounded so creepy. And it progressively got worse. There was one time when I heard this thing running up and down the stairs, or up the stairs. Then I heard a bunch of crashing in our kitchen downstairs, and I woke my dad up because it was really loud and scary, and we went downstairs, and there were two pots on the floor in the kitchen, and we checked the whole house. All the doors were locked. All the windows were closed. Nothing. So it was very bizarre, and then after that, the lock on my bedroom door stopped working. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but it mysteriously stopped working, and that scared me because I wanted to keep my door locked at night when I heard that sound. So I made my parents check and see if maybe there were rodents in the house. We had somebody come and look at the house. They couldn't find anything. So, you know, I really couldn't figure out what this was, and I wanted to try and take any kind of rational approach I could to see if maybe there's something, you know, in the floors, but there was nothing. So, you know, as a teenager, this really scared me, and it got to the point where obviously I couldn't sleep at night because this was happening every single night. And I would sit there and plug my ears for hours because I was so scared. So it got to the point where I wasn't sleeping, and then this is where it gets really weird. My parents are Jewish, and sometimes my mom would volunteer at the synagogue. So it was a Wednesday, and she was going to bring something into the office, and we got there, and I don't know why, but I was like, Mom, I'm going to go into the sanctuary and pray, which my mom thought was really weird because I've never been one to be really religious. Like, I don't even know if I believe in a God or not. You know, it wasn't something that was typical of me. I'm very skeptical about this kind of stuff. But I went into the sanctuary, and I was all by myself in this big sanctuary. Nobody was there. And I just started crying. And I remember just being like, this is happening to me. And if anything can hear me right now, please make it stop. Please, please make it stop. Like, I'm just a kid. I'm not sleeping. I can't do this. And I'm really scared. Please help me. Please. Like, if anything can hear me, please, please help me. And I kid you not, it stopped that night and I never heard it again. I never heard it again after that. And I thought that was so weird. Like, that still just really trips me out. Because, you know, I thought about it and it's like, okay, either that thing was there in the sanctuary with me and it heard me and it decided to stop because maybe it felt bad. That's one thing I thought. Or something bigger heard me that could make it stop. And if so, what the heck was that? There are also a lot of other things that happened in that house, but that affected me more than anything. So I hope you have some good insight on this, and thank you.
Yeah. Thoughts on all that?
I find it always very interesting when people say they're not religious or they don't really believe in something. I can understand that. But mm-hmm. then you have an experience like this where you go into a synagogue and you ask for stuff to stop and it does. To me, that would be an instant, well, there's something else out there mm-hmm. then. Something, you know, first of all, if you don't believe in something higher power, but you've got these experiences every night on the stairs in your house and you're so scared by it. Obviously, something paranormal was going on there. So there's got to be some sort of higher power or unseen energy somehow.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, listen, something you don't
if
understand.
If it's making that much noise, it's not a rodent. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah. And the question is, what is it? And then the question that it opens so many doors. That's the thing, like, to thinking and to, well, what if this, then does that mean this or does it not mean this? And I think it's the fear of going down that road a lot of times is what stops people from even getting there. Cause it's like, I'm good. I don't need to open that door. I'm just going to go with it's a rodent. Even though I know it's not a rodent, I'm just going to say it's a rodent and I can go to sleep and I'll be just fine.
But then also the question is, as we were talking earlier, like with the museum and all that stuff, even if it's not haunted, with all that attention and energy being put toward it, mm-hmm. in this case, was the fear feeding whatever was there, making it worse?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, I mean, it's energy. I think there's something to that. I do.
Thanks for watching and listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Be sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any of the many ghost stories that we put out to you multiple times a day, 365 days a year, right here at Real Ghost Stories Online. And share your real ghost story with us as well. You can call in 24/7 at 855-853-4802 or write in on our website at realghoststoriesonline.com. Subscribe, share your story, and then come back and watch us live Monday nights, 8 p.m. Central on our YouTube channel for Real Ghost Stories Online Live. And hit subscribe so you don't miss any of those episodes that we put out for you all week long right here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus plans November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.